Isaiah chapter number 53. I'd like to read this tremendous chapter. I believe probably this chapter is quoted more in the New Testament than any other chapter in the Word of God. Matthew Henry wrote of this chapter, he says, "It's so replenished with the unsearchable riches of Christ that it may be called the gospel of the evangelist Isaiah rather than the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah." With some of those thoughts in mind, let's read together. "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail, shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul in death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Let's bow our head in prayer. Father, thank you so much that we have this beautiful, wonderful chapter before us. Lord, the truths that are here, oh God, may they captivate our heart. Lord God, I pray that this day might be profitable in the lives of your people. I pray, dear God, that this day, this your word might go into the soul of the lost and bring them from the pit of hell into the presence of God. Oh God, today, do your work as only you can do it. We ask this in our Savior's name. Amen. Please be seated. Many years ago, I was going from door to door. I was over in the area of about 28th Street and probably 3rd Avenue. I was going down the street and I came to a door and an old man answered the door. I began to talk with him. He was very friendly. And as I talked with him, I found out something very interesting. He was in his 90s and he was a Jew. And immediately I thought of Isaiah chapter 53. Because I remembered the story of how we found Philip as he got in the chariot and read from this chapter, and a man got saved. And so I thought, you know what I'd like to do? I would like to have him read this chapter. And so I asked him, I said, "Do you have," and I probably used the wrong term, I said, "Do you have a Bible?" And of course, as a Jew, he understood as Gentile Christian what I was referring to. And he said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "Do you have the book of Isaiah in your Bible?" And he said, "Yes, I do." And I said, would you get that? I would like to read that to you." And so he said, "Well, just a minute." He was gone for several minutes. And I thought, what is going on? And pretty soon he returned and he had in his hand a hardback volume. And it was strictly the book of Isaiah. It kind of caught me off guard as he handed me the book and I opened it up and I realized I can't read this to him. It's in Hebrew. And I looked at it and I could tell that it had also been divided up into chapters. And I said, would you find chapter 53 for me? And so he turned to it and I said, now, if you would you read that to yourself for a few moments? And I'd like to share with you whom I believe that is referring to. And so this man in his 90s read from his Bible, from that book in the Hebrew language, Isaiah chapter 53. Lord, that is the problem. We need to just let God do it. He wants to do it. Amen. Believe Him. He's the one that changes it. Father, today work in our hearts. Lord, there's a need here. There's a need among your people. There's a need, no doubt, that there's someone in this room who does not know Christ as their Savior. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Oh God, you have told us over and over. And yet we have rejected that and we have really within called you a liar. Many of us did that often before we were saved, and often we do it still. Oh God, I pray, as that little boy's father prayed, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Work now in our hearts. May you be glorified in these moments. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.